Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Helena community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to Tell a Story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens, and there you can complete the form. And then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on April 6th, 2017 at Free Ceramics in Helena, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The First Time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Laura King and is titled My First Pregnancy. Thanks for listening.
This story is about a pregnancy, and you might notice that I'm pregnant right now. It's not about this pregnancy, but it's about my first pregnancy, which occurred when I was in my last year of law school. I was a third-year law student at Harvard Law School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I was 32 years old. My husband and I are high school sweethearts. So at that point, we had been together for 16 years, married for 8. So this was a long time in coming. But we had put it off and put it off, and we're finally feeling like, well, there's no time like the present. Let's just dive in. I got pregnant easily. I was thrilled to be pregnant. I very much wanted this, but as much as I wanted it, that level of anticipation also seemed to create an equal level of nervousness and dread about what might go wrong. So I think it was because I was so nervous that I was eager for reassurance. And it's unusual to have an ultrasound at 5 weeks pregnant, but at about 5.5 weeks, I organized to go in and have an ultrasound. And at that point, they can't do an external ultrasound. The baby is too tiny. So they do an internal one, which means putting a wand up inside and getting as close as possible to the baby. And they did this and found a heartbeat. They said, your baby's doing just fine. And we can hear the heartbeat, which sounds great. The gestational sac, which is what the baby starts out with, looks good. So I left feeling reassured. Went home. A couple hours later, started bleeding. So I was extremely frightened. I called them right away. I'm bleeding. What's going on? Oh, that's probably okay. It's a common response when you have an internal ultrasound to have a little bit of bleeding. The cervix is sensitive. So I took a deep breath and, all right, well, would you like to come back in? And I did. So I came back in. They did another ultrasound, internal again. This time they said, we can't find the heartbeat. They gave me a little cup. They said, it's Columbus Day weekend. The clinic will be closed. If you do have a miscarriage, please collect the specimen in this cup. Keep it in your refrigerator over the weekend and bring it to us. I was crushed. It was so clinical, this passing of the cup to me. I was in tears. I went home. I got a bee in my bonnet that I should take herbal miscarriage prevention tea. And I looked online to see what combinations I might create. I called up my husband. He had the car. We had one car. He had the car at work. I said, can you take me and get these herbs? I really need them. I'm bleeding. I think I'm miscarrying. He said, I can't leave work. I'm busy. So I decided I'd take matters into my own hands and take a bus. I wasn't used to taking buses in the city. I was so close to school that I usually walked. So I figured out the schedule. I found myself on a bus still bleeding, and also on my lap was my law school work, which, you know, I was having this crisis, and at the same time I thought, well, maybe it's not a crisis, maybe I just have to continue doing this routine of preparing for my advanced environmental law class. So I'm reading a Supreme Court case on, a recent Supreme Court case on environmental law as I'm on the bus to Whole Foods to get these herbs. They don't have them at Whole Foods. My husband comes home, he takes me to another store. We finally get the herbs and I'm doing cups and cups of tea, and in the meantime hoping that nothing will come out to fill this other cup that I've been given. I call people in my family who could help me. I call my mother-in-law, who had seven miscarriages during law school. She also bled through one of her pregnancies, and so she told me, maybe it's nothing, maybe it's something. You just have to wait and see. I called my sister and my mom, who had not had miscarriages, and they didn't have much reassurance to offer. My sister said, oh, maybe it's just implantation bleeding. I said, oh no, that would have happened 2 weeks ago. That's when the baby burrows in and implants. This is much later. Well, the bleeding didn't stop. It got worse, despite the tea. The tea seemed to do nothing but fuel the liquid that was coming out. I was in bed for the next 3 days as things got more bleak. And the pain got intense. It was worse than my birth experience with my son, which was unmedicated for 12 hours and ended in a C-section. So maybe I didn't get to the point where it really hurt. But in any case, this miscarriage was painful. And it did end with a little person coming out. And I put that little person in the cup and put the cup in the refrigerator. Well, a couple months went by and I let my body heal a bit, and we decided to try again. And again, I got pregnant easily. And I wondered, am I going to be like my mother-in-law with seven miscarriages during law school during this stressful time? I was so worried, and I ordered online a relaxation CD, pregnancy relaxation. And I remember lying on my bed, the same bed where I had felt this pain and all this resistance to losing this baby. And the relaxation CD instructed me to think of a place that I felt comfortable. I imagined myself on a beach. It instructed me to imagine myself holding my baby, which I did. I imagined myself walking from the sand into the water, letting the waves lap against my feet and holding my baby up in the air. And it was really nice. It was really peaceful. And then I had an experience that I've never had before or since. I felt a true communication coming through. And I heard or felt my baby say to me, Mama, I'm coming. I'm coming. And I felt this wave of relief. And after that, I didn't worry. And the months went on, and he did come. And I have a beautiful 3-year-old boy. And one of my friends later said, you know, if you hadn't had that miscarriage, you wouldn't have Jeffrey, your beautiful son. But I don't think of it that way. That other little person was important too. I don't think it's worth discounting that other little being who didn't quite make it to the finish line.
Thanks, Laura. As the mom of a 3-year-old boy, Laura King gets the chance to tell 2 or 3 stories a day, mostly about spiders, fairies, and superheroes. She is also a lawyer with the Western Environmental Law Center in Helena, where she tells stories about arbitrary and capricious government action and weaves in spiders, fairies, and superheroes whenever possible. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com, CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, The Good Food Store supports local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates four radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. You 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Emily Free Wilson, Elizabeth Rivard, Laura King, Andrea Crossguns, me, Mark Moss, Sarah Elkins, Andy Shirtliff, Jessica Peterson, and Aaron Parrott. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years worth of stories. TellUsSomething.org. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years worth of stories. TellUsSomething.org.